Technology hiring for the class of 2025 remained constrained at 10.2%, effectively flat related to the class of 2024 and dramatically below the 17% hiring levels observed in 2021. This outcome appears counterintuitive when viewed alongside the massive technology investment cycle unfolding between quarter 3 of 2024 and quarter 2 of 2025. But the disconnect is structural. During this period, global technology investment surged, driven by cloud infrastructure expansion, generative AI deployment, semiconductor capacity build-out, cybersecurity investments, and energy-linked data center investment. Hyperscalers committed tens of billions of dollars to AI-optimized data centers, while nuclear and alternative energy agreements became central to long-term compute strategies. At the same time, enterprise adoption of generative AI accelerated rapidly, with nearly 80% of large organizations using AI in at least one operational function by early 2025. Yet this capacity intensity did not translate into broad MBA hiring. The technology labor market became sharply bifurcated. Companies continued large-scale layoffs in non-AI, non-core, and operational roles while aggressively recruiting for AI strategy, product leadership, infrastructure economics, and cybersecurity governance. Automation and agentic AI further reduced demand for middle management and coordination-heavy roles traditionally targeted by MBAs. The median base salary rose to $170,000, one of the highest among peer schools for the technology industry, reflecting competition for highly specialized profiles, but guaranteed compensation remained modest at $32,000, resulting in a $202,000 total median pay. If you're applying to Columbia MBA program, download FNGMAT's Columbia MBA Essay Guide from store.fngmat.com/columbia-mba-essay-guide. If you need my help in editing your Columbia MBA application essays, subscribe to FNGMAT's essay editing service at store.fngmat.com/essay-editing.